And thunderstorms continuing Monday night, low dropping to near 60 degrees. Partial clearing with just some lingering showers Tuesday, cooler highs near 70. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Nathan Chubb.
Bloom Daddy.
I'll tell you what, I've got a really interesting interview coming up at 8:35 with Brian Cross, marketing expert, because he's going to be talking about the move by Victoria's Secrets to get rid of their angels and replace them with women more known for their achievements, not their proportions. I think this is a major, major mistake by the company. Could you say Titanic?
Can you say kamikaze?
I want to see what he has to say, because I'm going to ask him, you know, does it save the brand or kill it? Are they going to gain new customers or lose their core fans? I mean, I don't see this working. How do you replace Giselle with a soccer star that looks like a 13-year-old boy? It's not going to work. It's not going to work, especially from a guy's perspective. And Victoria's Secret is all about sex appeal. There's nothing sexy about some of these women that they're putting in there. Hey, nothing against their achievements, but I want to see curves and tatas. I don't want to see soccer stars who are activists.
Is that taps I hear in the background?
But that's just me. I think the same thing. We'll see what Brian has to say coming up at 8:35. Is it a Monday?
It sure is Monday. Hitting it now. Gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now and it sure is Monday.
All right, it's time for your Monday Sucks Pick Me Up. Something inspirational, funny, anything. Phone lines are open, 800-624-1170. And you should have something good. And I'm saying you, dads, because it was Father's Day. So come on, give me a call and tell me if you had a great Father's Day. 800-624-1170. We've already got Poking the Bear John and Tusky Tim on the line. I want to hear from you because Mondays do suck. And this is a way to get us through them, okay? I'm going to kick it off with something very, very funny. And notice you're gonna get a laugh out of this because if you've ever sent a photo to the wrong person, you know how this woman must feel. And I'm not saying you have, but I'm just saying. A woman named Kimberly shared what happened when she actually sent a nude to her grandma. And she shared her grandma's text response. Her grandma texted her back, "Kimberly, what is this? This better not have been sent to a man or I will disown you. Also, you need new lingerie. Can I take you shopping this week?" That is, you definitely don't want to send a nude to grandma.
Or grandpa.
No, or grandpa, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And, you know, there are some people who have today off, but other people, you're back to work. And as I always say, this is the Monday Sucks pick-me-up, and it does stink having to go back to work on a Monday.
The weekend, yeah, now I'm going back to the grind. I gotta start my day, have to be in by 9. I'm gonna be late for work, already running behind. 'Cause the traffic's backed up for miles, and there's lots of stupid construction and horns blowing. Yeah, and it's gonna be so long till Friday night. I'm so depressed.
Not only a great jam, but so true. And when he mentioned construction in there, I almost had road rage the other day, and I almost started taking out orange and white barrels on purpose because you can't go anywhere without seeing those damn things, and it gets awful frustrating. Tusky Tim, you're on a Bloom Daddy Radio Network. Give me a Monday Sucks Pick Me Up.
Hey, Bloom Daddy. So last week, finally, we got to take our masks off at work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, I had maskne like a 14-year-old kid under that thing. It was terrible. And so anyway, a couple months ago here, you know, I almost couldn't take it anymore. We're headed out the door at the end of the day, and about 40, 60 feet before the door, I just didn't think. I just took my mask off, and they're like, "Hey, guy, look, we're still in the building. You can't take your mask off." And I said, "Uh-oh, I just had a premature demasculation.
That's pretty good, Tim. You might get the trophy for today. All right, buddy. Thank you. 800-624-1170. Poking the Bear, John in Pittsburgh. What's up, John?
Hey, my man, you know, you met my family.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I got six kids and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and every birthday, Father's Day, Mother's Day, Christmas, Easter, whatever day it may be, we go out to eat. And Pappy or Dad picks up the check. So a couple of years ago, I decided, well, Father's Day, I don't want to pick up the check for my own meal. So let's go ahead and have hot dogs, roasting some hot dogs, you know, around an open fire, which I loved when I was a kid. So this Father's Day, my daughter's come to me and says, Dad, we're tired of the mosquitoes, tired of the smoke and all that. We're going to go out to eat, but we'll pick up the check. I said, oh, okay, that's pretty nice, okay? So we go to my friend's Italian restaurant, and we sit down, and they said, don't order anything. We got something special for you. So I sit down. They all come out with their veal Frances and chicken Marcella and all the really good Italian food. And here comes my friend out with a sterno on a plate, and two hot dogs stuck on a fork, and two buns and onions and mustard.
They brought him hot dogs. What are you thinking about?
I didn't know how to respond to that, to be quite honest with you.
You're sitting there like a deer in the headlights.
Well, because I'll tell you why. Because I was just thinking, John, as you're telling that story, I ordered a hot dog over the weekend. I can't tell you the last time I've gone out to eat and I've ordered a hot dog. But I was in Greensburg, PA, and I went to Dino's Sports Lounge. And they had a foot-long hot dog. Hold your comments, Otis. A foot-long hot dog that was 100% pure beef. It was like fire grilled or some stuff, and it had jalapenos, onions, relish, brown mustard, pickles, everything. It was fantastic. So when you said they brought me hot dogs, you could ask Otis. I locked up because I started thinking about that hot dog.
Anyway, I got to finish the story.
All right. Okay.
So they go to pay the bill, and I felt sorry about it. So I paid the bill, but at least it was cheaper because they didn't charge me for the hot dog.
All right, great story. Hey, happy Father's Day. Belated, all right?
Thank you, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
You're always happy when you get two free wieners.
I knew you couldn't help yourself. I did freeze up when he said hot dogs. Did you see me?
You were in a trance because I'm sitting there, you weren't looking at anything.
No, because I was like, what was the name of that place in Greensburg, PA? Because we were there Saturday after we played baseball. We were in a tournament at Seton Hill University and also La Roche University, but we ate at Dino's Sports Lounge. And honest to God, I can't tell you the last time that I have bought a hot dog anywhere. But it looked so good on the menu, I couldn't help myself. And it was like one of the best choices I've ever made in my life.
It was like me talking to you during the break. You were just like, you don't pay attention to anything I say anyway.
No. I mean, I was, he, as soon as he dropped hot dog, I just went.
That people can see what you're doing. You just, I mean, like you were in a dead stare.
I couldn't think. I just locked up.
You were like, oh.
Yeah. So how was your Father's Day?
My Father's Day was good. I had a good weekend. My dad lives in Morgantown, and my girlfriend and I went down to his house yesterday. My dad celebrated his 81st birthday on Saturday.
All right.
And Father's Day yesterday. So
happy
birthday,
Daddy Otis.
Yep, Big Ted. And but yeah, that was good. I mean, Saturday.
And you got exactly what you wanted from your boys. You got baseball
cards.
From
my one. I don't know what the other one, if he got me anything. But the one thing is, my son and I umpired some Pinto baseball over the weekend. We're scheduled to do it tonight, and we're the umpires for the championship game.
And whose son got the big call-up and got a big hit?
So Pinto baseball is
I can't believe he's not calling.
Like for 7- and 8-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And there are some 6-year-olds that play. But if sometimes kids go on vacation and they have to bring some players up from T-ball, which I believe they did with the dude's son, and he's about 2 foot tall, okay? I mean, I think the bat was taller than he was. So the dude, as I'm umpiring, he sends me a text of a picture of the field, so I know he's up on the hill watching the game. And because the field we're at is kind of like, it's actually in like a little bowl. It's a great setup, except parking's terrible.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, so I see the dude up on the hill, and his boy comes up. He's got his name on the back, And I kind of pointed at him and I acted like I threw him out of the game. But the dude totally missed that. So kid comes up and they're telling him, hey, okay, you know, when you hit the ball, you got to run, because it's a little different than team ball. And he goes, you only get five. You know, they're trying to tell him what's going on. He ropes a little single. And I mean, I see the dude up there with his wife. His wife's clapping and they're cheering and everybody that
he's doing the fist pump, jumping up and down.
Oh, he's fist pumping. He's like, yes, yes. I mean, I think I could hear him down on the field. It was hysterical.
That is great.
And I felt great for the dude because that is when your son gets that first hit.
Even at that level, I mean, it's just it's fun. Yeah. It's fun to see. I had a great Father's Day. I was on a baseball field. There's nothing better for me. Then I came back, and the oldest who asked me if Father's Day was last Thursday, he was actually the first one to send me a text in the morning. So
nice.
I was shocked.
Nice.
Saying happy Father's Day. I love you. I said that they said they got me something cool along with their mom, but it wasn't in yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so hold on a second. Did Father's Day just jump up and you didn't know the date? Like, you couldn't have ordered this thing 2 months in advance and they gave me some sort of story. But anyway, they said, hey, we want to take you out to eat. And so I'm thinking, just like poking a bear, John, I'm like, okay, you're going to take me out to eat and I'm going to foot the bill. And then my middle one said, I got mom's credit card. And I said,
nice.
Rock on, baby. Nice. Let's go. Steak and lobster. Steak. I didn't do that to her. But anyway, they took me out to eat and it was a good time. It was a good time. You never know what you might find when you move into a new house. I'm not going to lie to you. This is a little creepy. A woman recently shared a strange find in her home. She moved into her new house knowing the previous tenant had died there.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm not. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's the first thing I ask when I'm looking at a house. Did anybody die here? Like, in a tragic sort of way? I'm okay with, you know, somebody who's 85 just kicking it. But somebody that gets knifed or something,
a lot of residue,
I get it. So she moved into the new house. She said, I wasn't bothered knowing somebody died in the new house. But imagine my surprise when I ripped up the floor and found this. And then she shares a picture. Hardwood floor underneath the carpeting. Outline of a body.
Oh.
And there was a date written as well as a case number.
Check, please.
And there was a blood stain.
Check, please.
I'm looking at the realtor. I'm calling her up immediately, or him, and I'm saying, money back, find me another house.
House for sale.
And that's your Monday Sucks Pick Me Up. Oh, you're late.
Hitting it now. I gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now, and it sure is Monday.
Radio 1170 WWVA.
Want to find some great local entertainment and recreation less than a tank of gas away? Then go to the station's website and check out the One Tank Trip page to enjoy some of these great places this summer, like Piedmont Lake and Marina, Grandview Park, Belmont County Victorian Mansion Museum, Seneca Lake Marina, and the Toy and Plastic Brick Museum. Let the One Tank Trip page be your guide to a fun and affordable, safe summer.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. Couple things about Belmont Carson Petroleum that I wanted you to know. First of all, Belmont Carson Petroleum has been voted the number one oil distributor in the Ohio Valley Times leader poll numerous times, probably because 99% of their customers get next day delivery, or maybe because they have the lowest prices guaranteed and deliver from East Liverpool to New Martinsville and everywhere in between. Whether it's heating oils, diesel, gasoline, or motor oils, Belmont Carson Petroleum will deliver, as they have been in the Valley for over 75 years. Belmont Carson Petroleum in Lansing, Ohio.
The recent injection of liquidity by the Federal Reserve has banks with unprecedented monies on their balance sheet. What does this mean? They must lend. With interest rates at an all-time low and available money at an all-time high, never before has the opportunity been greater for those individuals that have experienced bankruptcy, divorce, slow credit, no credit, even high lease or loan payoffs, to purchase the car, truck, SUV, or minivan of their dreams at a price and payment they can afford. Rush into A&B Kia, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, or apply online by computer or cell phone at anbautosales.com. It's quick and easy, with an answer within the hour. Hurry before the money runs out. The recent injection of liquidity by the Federal Reserve has banks with unprecedented monies on their balance sheet. What does this mean? They must lend. Now is the time. A&B Kia is the place. A&B Kia, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia.
This is the Daily McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Using your personal information, an identity thief can file a fraudulent tax return and claim a refund.
Let radio advertising keep your business top of mind with customers all summer long. Visit iHeartAdBuilder.com to get your business on the radio quickly and easily. You can even make your own radio ad. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. Sign up today at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
When Mary arrived for her second visit, she opened my door and danced from the door to my front desk with this huge smile on her face. And then she just started bawling. She starts to tell me that it was the first time in 12 years that she felt relief. And then I started to well up.
That's Dr. Sean Ritchie of Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. And Mary Danced In is just one of his thousands of success stories.
Peripheral neuropathy, if I can explain it in terms that they feel it, it's like if you would sit on your foot and your foot falls asleep, you start to tap it and it comes back to life. Or their foot never comes back to life. It's always feeling that numbness, that pins and needles, that tingling, and it just never goes away. So Mary comes in, proceeded to hear that she's had this for 12 years, got to the point where she was about to go into a walker. 2 days later, she's dancing.
For your free consultation, call 304-224-1333. That's 304-224-1333. Or visit MaryDancedIn.com.
I am Dr. Sean Ritchie. I am teaming up with Dr. Michael Skarden to bring hope to the neuropathy sufferers in the Weirton area.
Want a great breakfast? Schlepp's Family Restaurant Morristown is your breakfast headquarters. Stop in today.
Get the best deal, Thomas Arnold Sanders.
Hey, Derek, I have a great idea.
Yeah? What's that, Mike?
The Thomases are on vacation, right?
Yeah.
And while they're gone, let's do a crazy sale. How's this? Order a new vehicle from Thomas Auto Centers and receive employee pricing on it when it arrives.
I like it. How about let's also send them to a free dinner on Robert Thomas?
That's a great idea. Hey, Robert's motorcycle's out back. Maybe we should give that away too.
That's probably going a little too far, but I am in the mood to make some great deals. Plus, I'll give top dollar for every trade-in.
Now all we have to do is find a way to tell the customers to stop on over Thomas Auto Centers for the best deals before the Thomases return.
I like the way you're thinking.
And you'll love this crazy Thomases are away on vacation sale. Employee pricing, free dinner, and top dollar trade-ins. Only at Thomas.
I like it.
Get the best deal.
Road, St. Clair's
Thomas. You've heard of one and done, but what about 100 and done? That's what Lexicon is for attorneys. $100 a month to be done with practice management headaches. Lexicon is a comprehensive software and services solution that helps transform law firms from top to bottom, giving lawyers the ability to focus more on law and less on practice management. We've spent more than a decade helping firms scale and grow while maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Let us do the same for you. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn more or request a demo.
Bloom Daddy.
Bloom Daddy Radio Network. Easy for me to say. Bloom Daddy Radio Network, live in Orlando, Florida. NBC News Radio's national correspondent, Roy O'Neill. Roy, I hope you're having better luck at pronunciating than I am today. Anyway, you got a group of Catholic bishops fired up. What's going on here?
Yeah, so they are considering this idea of changing really what it would take or what does it mean to receive Holy Communion for a Catholic on a Sunday, and whether or not you have to be basically anti-abortion in order to receive communion. This is essentially aimed at Joe Biden and Speaker Nancy Pelosi, two of them both Catholics, but both of them support a woman's right to have an abortion. That's really outside of Catholic teachings. So they're going to say, you know, you can't have that belief and still take communion on Sundays.
Mm. So where's this going to go? I mean, where's this leading to?
So they're going to review this, really define what it means to be able to qualify to have Holy Communion on Sundays. They're going to vote on this in November. Then it gets kicked up to the Vatican. End of the day, though, it comes down to a local bishop, even a local priest, who could decide to administer communion. So I don't think Joe Biden is going to be denied communion, or if he is by one particular priest, they can go to another. Even on Friday, the president said he called it a private matter and didn't think it was going to go anywhere. He reminded the reporters, though, in the past, he's received Holy Communion from the Pope, so he thinks he's in pretty good standing.
All right. Roy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bloom Daddy.
All right. NBC News Radio National Correspondent Roy O'Neill.
So you get communion from the Pope, that gives you a hall pass for everything?
That's according to Joey B. That would be a great Joey B. skit.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see that one.
Which hopefully this coming Friday, it's better than last Friday. I just pulled up the menu from Dino's Sports Grill in Greensboro, PA.
Greensburg.
What'd you think of the gourmet super dog?
Now, if that's what it looks like when they bring it to you, it's delicious. It looks delicious.
Exactly, like that.
Like I said, all the toppings are on top. So what I would do is I would slide the hot dog out and then put the hot dog on top so all the toppings don't fall out.
You got the super dog, the junkyard dog, the Chicago dog, and the cheddar chili and bacon dog. 10.5 inches of 100% pure char-grilled beef. Again, hold your comments, Otis. Served with fries or chippers. I got the Chicago dog, topped with tomatoes, pickles, relish, onions, jalapenos, brown mustard. It was unbelievable. And no, I didn't eat the whole thing in one
sitting.
Yeah. I ate half of it, and then I'm telling you what, when I go on these trips and you could sleep in a hotel room, I sleep because I don't get any sleep during the week. I couldn't wait to get up and eat the other half of that damn hot dog in the morning. It, like, made me get out of bed knowing that that thing was sitting in the fridge. And I can't, I mean, honestly, I don't know if I've ever gone to a restaurant and ordered a damn hot dog. But I saw the picture, and I read the description. I couldn't help myself. It ended up being a great choice. When's the last time you've gone somewhere? Not a ballpark. I'm talking a sit-down restaurant and ordered a damn hot dog. Ever?
I don't know.
Exactly. That's kind of to my point. Hey, how about House Minority Whip Steve Scalise? He had some words for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. He was speaking at the Faith and Freedom Coalition Conference. He accused her of thwarting efforts to investigate the true origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. He simply said Pelosi won't do it. And he went on to say they're covering for China right now. It's a Soviet-style cover-up. We're going to keep calling them out on it. A push is underway on Capitol Hill and really beyond for a full-scale investigation into the origins of the pandemic. Now, it's unclear whether such a probe will ever happen, but you do have a privately sponsored team of public health experts already laying the groundwork for one. You know, we talked about this on Friday. Should there be a 9/11-style commission put forth to examine the origins? You don't need experts. I mean, I've said this so many times, I'm blue in the face. You got to have a little bit of common sense, and you take a look at the different facts that we know when it comes to COVID and where it came from and what this lab was doing, and it all adds up very easily. This doesn't even need to be on Investigation Discovery. It's very simple to follow the pattern and figure out that this came out of a lab in Wuhan without a doubt. We just got to figure out, was it on purpose, or did some numbnuts come walking out of there, didn't follow protocol, and brought it out with them? I don't think there's any doubt to any of it. Here's another topic I'm going to be hitting on later on the show. Matter of fact, this is going to come up in the 8 o'clock hour. And Otis, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Would you rather work for a woman boss or a male boss? And why?
Doesn't bother me. Either one.
Either one?
Yeah.
According to a survey, what do you think the answer was?
Male.
No. Female. Female. As a matter of fact, 38% would prefer to work for a woman boss rather than a male boss. We're going to get into the reasoning behind this. Are women better bosses than men? So on and so forth. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. I answer to a number of people. I probably have, I would say, 6 bosses that I have to answer to. One of them is a female boss, and she is terrific. Terrific. And she's probably not your prototypical female boss because she will tell me exactly how it is without any inhibitions. But you know what? I think whether it's male or female, that's what you want out of a boss. Cut through the bull. Just tell me what you need, and I'll try to do it to the best of my ability. Top headlines coming up next.